Ah, you know.
But there's a sign upon your door.
Uh-huh.
Gone fishing.
I'm real gone, man.
You ain't working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hole out in the sun, where you left a row half done. You claim that hoeing ain't no fun.
But I can prove it.
You ain't got no ambition. Gone fishing.
Okay. Oh,
now
like he's a
gift.
All right.
By a shady, weighty pool.
Very
Shangri-La.
Right
there, right there. Really
loud. I'm wishing.
That's nice.
Okay. I could be that kind.
Well, we're getting everybody properly served here.
I'd say no.
Not everybody.
All right. No, no, Pastor Donnie does not do that. After all, this is God and Fishing. And I'm the fishing part, so the shot glasses are on this end of the table.
Way over there.
And we have Pastor Donnie on that end of the table, way over there. We've got Captain Barry and Captain Kale right there in the middle. So, Barry?
I'm going to stick to my power rate tonight. You know, Fireball is my jam, though. Publix.
Hey, just for the record, I want to put it out there. Drinking itself is not a sin, so it's not that. That's not why pastors are required not to drink.
Mm.
But everybody else, I mean, you're not supposed to get drunk, but wear it out. Just thought I'd throw that out here.
No, it's okay.
I think we ought to clear that.
Why don't you give us a good prayer about the difference between having a couple of drinks and having some pretty bad stuff?
Not a bad way to start. I mean, we're coming up on
New Year's.
A newer year,
yeah.
And yeah, that's amateur night, so.
Wow.
Might as well pray for them, too.
Okay, well, now I'm going to really bust y'all's bubble, because technically it's not the new year. That was a few months ago. Sorry.
It was like March 25th.
It's between March and April. That's when
April 1st used to be like the official beginning of the new year, pretty much.
Well, the midway part, yeah. The Hebrew calendar is the best calendar to go by. But the Catholics all messed it up. Can I say that? Am I allowed to say it? Wow. Sorry. My bad. I'm going to blow that one. They messed it up. They changed the calendar. Gave it a bunch of pagan names. There you go.
I can honestly tell you it doesn't matter because
it don't.
You've got Catholics anyway. Who have done really dumb stuff. You got Jews who have done really dumb stuff.
And you got us.
You got Muslims who've done
dumb
really dumb stuff. You
yeah,
got us on the outside who do really dumb stuff.
Yes.
I don't think any religion or any group has a kind of a hold on, okay, we did dumb stuff.
Well,
I think they could share it pretty equally.
They have some that do extra.
That dumb Gregorian calendar that I have been raised on over the past 45 years.
Hey, but it actually made Israel miss. All right, let's do the prayer. They missed the Olympics one time for 2 weeks because they went by the wrong calendar. Well, the right calendar, but not. Yeah, let's pray. Gracious Heavenly Father, we want to thank you for such a wonderful day. We're going to have a good time, Father. We just
and a wonderful selection of calendars.
Absolutely. And we're going to ask you, Father, as we do know that there's a new year coming up, a lot of people get a little sideways. As we heard earlier, it was called amateur night for some reason. But, Father, on a serious note, we ask you, Father, to keep everyone safe, to return them home safely to their dear loved ones. If they do go out and celebrate a little bit too much, Father, give them a clear mind that they can call for help, get a free ride home.
And Father, don't drink and drive.
Please,
that's
don't.
What taxis are
we
for.
Pray that.
That's what a tow truck is for.
That's what my number's for. You call that, and I'll give you a free ride. I want to, you know, preach to you the whole way home. But Father, we pray this in the mighty name of Jesus Christ, our Lord and our Savior. Amen.
Amen.
Guys, get with the times, Frank. It's Uber now. It's not taxi.
Uber, Lyft,
Uber?
And taxis,
I'm
buses.
Sorry.
Yeah.
There's no reason for DUIs anymore.
Yeah, no, yeah. No.
I pretty much you think the world has come to a cold and clammy end when I call Uber.
It's kind of nice.
Even, you know,
it's kind of nice.
For the record, we were growing up to not talk to strangers and not get in cars with strangers. Now we literally call strangers.
We pay for it.
To get in cars.
We pay for it.
With strangers.
And pay
for
it.
I mean, come on. I want to tell you right now, there is no free hugs in the back of that van. Period. There's not. No matter how many times you get in it. There's no free hugs and there's no free puppies. It's wrong. They're lying. Right, Barry?
That's been my experience.
Yeah.
I'm glad
you put free guns on the side of that van, I'm probably getting in.
I mean, I got in with the free puppies and the free hugs, too. But come on, for crying out loud. Put free guns in there. I'm I'm definitely going.
Oh, there's free guns in that van? I'll go for a ride.
What show are we doing?
I'll be more than happy.
This is God and Fishing.
God and Fishing. All right, let's
that was on. Remember Louis Armstrong?
Yes.
Bing Crosby and Louis Armstrong.
Yeah, my bad. We could do that again. I could sing it with you.
I know you weren't paying attention either.
Not really. My mind's going 100 miles an hour.
I have a, let's see, pick Fish of the Week. Barry?
Fish of the Week.
Let's do Sharks.
Sharks. Oh, yeah.
Are there any sharks here to do right now?
Sharks in the middle of winter.
Yeah, like I... No, I've legit done it twice this week.
I've caught one.
Okay, sure. All right.
Sure. Today.
Then you're going to have to lead, okay?
I'll be today.
A leader, you know? Guys, just follow my lead, you know what I'm saying?
Big.
So, right, well, I know you don't want us to date these shows, but
that's all right. Go ahead.
Are we dating a show?
Yeah. It's outdated.
I kind of dated it with the whole New Year's thing. So
you did. All right, yeah. We already dated it.
All acquaintance be
I don't know that song, Frank.
Oh, okay.
So, it's winter here in Southwest Florida, and by winter, 60 degrees is getting really cold. I know you guys up north are just like...
How do they live?
I don't get it. It was cold and rainy last Sunday.
Yeah.
And I got so miserable, I just packed myself up after catching like 6 sharks. I'm like, I got to go home. Even though I had all the bait, I'm like, it's so cold, wet, my hair is wet, it's rainy, I don't even want to be near the water, and I just went home. And my
everybody friend, above the Mason-Dixon line right now is calling you a wimp.
One of my friends is in Illinois,
yeah.
And I sent him pictures. I'm like, it's cold, it's 60. I told him the whole thing the next day, and he's like, I would die to be there right now. It's 14 degrees sure. up in Illinois, and he's like dying. He's catching walleye that are like 15 inches, and his guides are freezing, and he's just like, I would die to go on a beach and fish for these sharks. So I was like, it made me kind of
and they'll
put
do
these
it in shorts and a tank top.
Yeah, they would. That's why I fish.
But that's what alcohol's for.
Ooh. No.
No,
here we go again.
I love my Fireball, but there is not enough Fireball in the world to make me go out in that anymore.
Yeah. Mm. All right, I was out in shorts and t-shirt today, sleeping shirt.
I don't know. I'm doing the Captain Morgan pineapple rum. It's pretty good.
Guys, this is God and Fishing. Ooh, nice.
That's me and Fishing now, right there.
You're God. We're fishing.
And I'm not God. I'm the God man.
God made rice. He made
Barry,
wheat.
Barry, these are nice looking
shirts. Thank you.
All right, right now I'm looking at Barry's phone. He's got two other dudes in there. We're going to call them Mutt and Jeff. Who are they? Billy Joe, Jim Bob?
Yeah.
All right. They've got two beautiful sharks here.
They're sandbar sharks.
Yeah,
so
sandbars.
Is our winter staple.
That's what I was going to say. Are winter sharks here? Because everything typically moves out of here.
These are keepers.
Now, when you say
protected, but
everything moves out of here, what a lot of people don't realize is how many sharks come into our harbor to give birth during the summertime.
Yes.
That is one of those regional things that is peculiar to our area.
Yeah.
I have sat anchored in one spot in a 4-hour charter and caught over 50 black tip sharks. If I'm catching 50 black tip sharks in one spot, how many are out there in the rest of the harbor?
Exactly. Oh, yeah.
People don't realize just how many sharks come into our harbor.
The funniest thing is when I'm out there on the beach doing this from the land, a lot of people will... It's kind of funny. It's, you know, people from out of state. They're like, what are you fishing for? And you just say, you know, sharks. And they're like, there's sharks here? And you're like, yeah, it's the ocean. Like, it's the Gulf of Mexico.
Ignorance is bliss.
Yeah, right. So it's like they think that sharks don't come close to where people are swimming.
He's got the done it over there. All right, there was a guy on YouTube. He said, all right, I got a surefire way for all the northerners to know if there's sharks in the water. He said, you can do this test anytime to make sure that there's no sharks in the water. And he takes a spoon down to the edge of the water, and he kneels down, and he says, all you got to do, and he dips the spoon down into the ocean, pulls it up, and he's like, sips out of the spoon. And he's like, yep, salty. There's sharks in it, you idiot.
but that's,
I love it.
That doesn't count down here because I can take you upriver at about March.
Yeah.
Upriver, fresh water.
Fresh water.
And we'll catch a pile of bull sharks.
Which doesn't make sense because they're not supposed to be there. But I've seen them up Mississippi River.
Sure.
I mean, way up there.
Sure.
I think the furthest one was like almost right in Chicago that they caught bull shark.
Yep. Mm-hmm. So sharks don't have to be in salt water. They can be in fresh water.
Now,
all right, so back to the shark. How do we catch it?
What we're using for bait?
that's the thing. Number one is if you guys want to see these one of these pictures of me in a sandbar,
just join us here in the booth.
That or on Instagram, just type in Tarpon World and you'll see me actually like in a pretty cool heavenly picture with a sandbar shark. Look at that picture.
You're riding it, dude.
I was removing the hook and my sister took the picture and it was pretty cool. But
no, it looks like you're actually riding it like water. A bull.
Yeah.
Yeah.
So right now,
I want this picture.
This winter, in the wintertime, the big. You have to keep in mind what's migrating through the area.
It's a good picture.
And it is a cool picture. That's awesome.
The mullet are spawning big time. They're in schools of thousands.
Yep.
So, and that's what.
And that's shark candy.
Yes. So, mullet. Right now we have mullet and jacks mullet. Around, and that's what I'm using for bait. And the sandbars, and believe it or not, there's quite a few spinner sharks around as well. And they're like in that 6-foot range. It's some of the biggest spinner sharks I've ever seen. And I believe they're here gorging themselves on mullet. So that's the bait to use. And they're up and down the whole coast of like Florida, all the way up from Sarasota, probably down to Sanibel. Like,
and it's funny now, 90% of the sharks or 95% of the sharks like that warmer water.
Yeah.
But for some reason or other, bonnet sharks, sandbar sharks like the cooler water temperatures. Mm-hmm. So.
Again, but we're here in southern Florida. It's not that cold here.
Yeah, but once it gets below 70, pretty much all of the sharks leave.
Most of the water I hit today was 68 to 70.
And that means they're all gone. The black tips, the bull sharks.
Yep.
You get a few lemons left, a couple out of assorted bulls, but 95% of our sharks are gone. Mm. The hammerheads are gone. I mean, they're just, let's go south.
They go further south.
And the funny
they
part
go to
is,
warmer water. And, I mean, it's only, if they're swimming at a leisurely pace, they can be in the Keys in 10, 12 hours.
Yeah, in a day.
And easily. I've never caught sandbars July, August.
Yep.
Never.
Not in the summer months.
Too hot.
The latest I've actually caught one random one all my years in May. But that was just a random sandbar.
Yep.
So
now most people have a hard time identifying the difference between a bull shark and a sandbar.
Mm-hmm.
And a lot of times sandbar gets thrown out for just about any species of shark that gets caught here.
Everyone says calls them bull sharks or something like that. Yeah. They don't have any like huge identifying markings, just like a bull shark.
Just that dermal ridge. That's it.
Yeah, so that's that's basically it for these sharks. Put a mullet or chunk of jack out, and
sometimes ladyfish.
Now, are you one of those that takes like the kayak and the boat and runs it way out into the Gulf?
Yeah,
yeah.
Mm-hmm. So you know my truck, I have like the kayak racks on the back.
Sure,
that's what that's for. So
okay, just for our listening audience.
Yes, because you're not here visually.
He is fishing for these sharks from the beach. Now you can only cast out so far. What he is doing is getting in a kayak, getting into the shark-infested ocean.
But he's in a kayak.
Putting a big chunk of bait in his lap, and then paddling it 300 or 400 yards offshore and dropping it.
And then paddling all the way back
then
in.
Then paddling all the way back in.
And sitting on the beach and just waiting for the line to take off.
Now, you leave the rod on short. It's in a rod holder, and you just put it to, like, free spool or clicker, and then you just paddle it out to where you think there might be a shark and just drop the bait overboard.
Yeah, there's certain areas along our coast where if you can, like, follow the topography maps, you just, like, look for the edges. For here, it's not much of a drop, maybe 2-3 feet, but just drop on those edges.
That's all a shark needs.
That's it.
You know, I got to tell you, when I first came here, they said, we're going to go out and fish the ledges. And I'm thinking, oh, right, man.
Yeah.
You know, because I'd seen, like, movies, and they come
of
off the ledge, and it goes down. And
boy, you with your rock background, that sounds like a sick song. You're like, oh, the ledges,
right?
Like, that's like your new name of your band.
Going to, like, the ledges. And I found out it's, like, the ledge. They're a foot to
like
3 foot. Yeah.
It's like
that's
a step.
It. That's it.
A step in a house.
It's taller. My pickup... The tailgate of my pickup is farther off the ground than they are.
Yes. You could drive over them. If they were on land, you could drive over them.
Yeah, I could take my Tundra right over to up or down. I wouldn't have a problem.
But it's a ledge.
It's a ledge.
It's a ledge.
You know? I'm glad we're on God and Fishing. Otherwise, I would have said something really awful.
Okay. Are we talking like 50 yards offshore?
No. 100? Like, honestly... Where I fish is probably going to be minimum 300 and then up to like 800-900. Like, I've got some of my reels have like 1700 yards of line on them. Like, I was pulling one of them up here, like,
dude,
during Christmas Eve, and that was, like, the worst idea ever because you guys were so busy, and I was just on basically hogging up a machine for, like, 20 minutes.
Sure.
Spooling up my 50 wide, and I was just like, oh, my gosh, I should. And
I'm just going to send a word of thanks out to the world because we had by far the busiest Christmas season I've ever experienced in 35 years of being in business. You saw what it was like.
Yeah.
It
was,
I think, 480-something people went through the day you were here.
Wow.
I'm not surprised.
Just under 500 people bought stuff that day. I can't tell you how many actual people went through. But just,
yeah, that was,
it was 487 people that actually bought something. So figure add another 20 or 30% to that. I was just in shock. Thank you, people out there. I love you.
We want to see that every day.
My retirement account loves you. My new, well, actually, they gave me that for my birthday. Did I show you my new ukulele bass guitar?
Yes, I love that.
The guys in the shop gave me a little birthday thing. And so.
Wait, is your birthday on Christmas?
No, it's the 15th.
Yeah, just before it.
Oh.
So they saved like the tips for like 2 or 3 weeks and pulled it together and gave it to me so I could buy a little. I wanted to go traveling when I go with my motorhome.
Yeah.
It'll fit in the RV.
Happy 50th.
Yeah. Wow. Boy. Let's see. This Brown noser. 21, 20, 40, 60. Yeah. I'm like 21 and a half for the third time.
Technically, I got the gift out of this though because he got it. I came in that day, and he takes me in the back. He pulls this thing out, and he plays for me. He's actually playing back there the bass ukulele.
Did he sing in a really high-pitched voice?
He actually did not sing for me. I was a
with my hair, I could do a great Tiny Tim.
Yeah.
Yeah.
That's what I was thinking.
He didn't sing for me. But he did see. He said, join in with me. And I was like, yeah.
I got a question for you. When those sharks bite, what is it? Oh, I swallowed that wrong. What is it like when the sharks bite? Is it a hard hit or just
spinning it out?
All right,
I don't know what I'm doing either.
It's like a mouthwash over there.
That explains.
Hey, I
got
to ride home. I don't have to worry about this.
For the shark bites, Frank, when they pick up and take off, the sandbars and the spinners are like opposite.
Completely.
You can tell what shark has picked up your bait based on when it. Based on basically the clicker when it's taking off. The sandbar, when it picks up your mullet or jack or whatever bait you're using, it's going to be a nice, steady click, 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 click. That's like what it's making. Maybe a little faster, but it's a very steady pace. When the spinners come by, it's just like a black tip. When they pick up, the reel is just screaming. It's going, whee! You just have to go and come tight, and that's it.
That's why you have so many yards on here.
That's why I like seeing a smart guy like you, Sharks.
Yep,
that's
on the birdie. You, I'm not.
That's it.
I'm not kidding you. That's how my 50 wide was sounding when the spinners would pick it up, like that.
And that's what I like a smart guy like you. Every time you go out there, it's a learning experience for you.
Uh huh.
I've done 9 years of shark fishing in this harbor, and within 3 years. I change the rules on my boat when we're shark fishing because I anchor up.
Okay.
And I set the hook on the sharks because there's not a lot of sharks in Ohio. So people don't know when to set the hook.
Right.
You can end up with them swallowing the hook, stuff like that. Mm-hmm. I set the hook.
Mm-hmm.
Then I'll pass the rod off to the client.
Mm-hmm.
That hook set and that pickup gives me all the information I need.
Of what you hooked.
Can we sit here and fight this in place? Do I need to throw the anchor over the side of the boat and chase this thing? And it's gotten to the point where with probably 95% accuracy, I can tell you what species and what size shark picked that bait up.
Exactly.
Yep.
Because you get used to the different runs, the different feels once you set the hook. Because I do it all the time. Here, 8-foot hammerhead. And that's what it'll be when it comes up.
Yep.
Because you get the differences in that shark's.
Yep.
And usually you have one that'll throw a wrench in it, but for the most part, each species is different.
You can tell 100%.
You know what I mean?
100%. Yep.
We have one today. We just had a spotted tail grunt is what we had on it. And we were fishing, you know, different groupers, different this, whatever. And I thought the guy was, he was a new guy on a boat. You know, he was a friend of Dad's, so he kind of went with us. And I didn't think he knew what he was doing at all. And, well, all right, he didn't. And so it's okay. But he's normally fishing up in Michigan. He's doing walleye and salmon. And I can't wait to go up there and do that. But his rod went click, boom, and it was just gone. It was just one click, and then zing. And I was like, what is he doing? Because sharks, this ain't shark time. You know what I mean? And I'm like, that's got to be a shark. But it doesn't make no sense that there's a shark 26 miles out, you know, out there now. You know what I mean? But the way it hit, it was just click and then zing. And you could not turn him around. I mean, not at all. I said, Dad, fire the boat. We got to go. And by the time we did that, he and cut it off. Mm-hmm. And that was it. But it was a, it was nice.
Wow.
You don't expect it, especially on that kind of bait. You know what I mean? Most sharks, they want greasy, oily. They can smell it from miles. I mean, sharks smell from a very long ways away.
Sure.
This thing wasn't doing that. He was just down there literally going after a grouper. That's all we was looking for, really. And this bad boy just boom.
And you could have been, you could have been on top of a cleaning station down there.
Yeah.
It could have been any species of shark. It could have been a tiger come by there.
Yep.
You never know.
Yeah, I was going to say, the real fun thing about those spinners, though, from the beach is because you have so much line out when you hook them, they're out there like hundreds of yards just spiraling.
And jumping and spinning.
It's
they're
so
beautiful.
It's so fun to see it. And then to see your line like bowing, it has, because you're getting tight and they're running so fast that they're spinning, and just seeing that in the ocean is awesome. So they're actually a really fun shark to catch. But the biggest tip I could give anyone out there when it comes to shark fishing, I mean, I only use circle hooks, and that's kind of like a regulation now for fishing from the beach in Florida, but just file, pinch down the barbs. You do not need barbed shark fishing. It makes the hook removal process so much easier, and they have such a fleshy mouth that the hook, like, rule. I've never had one fall out of a shark while I'm fighting
no.
it with
if
it being barbless.
If it falls out when you're fighting it,
mm-hmm.
when you set the hook, it was caught between his teeth.
Yeah.
Okay.
And it didn't penetrate his jaw.
Yeah.
Well, I have to say, you know, yay. Oh, yeah. That was good. Good, guys. Very good. You know,
yay.
Very happy.
Hey, we got claps.
I'll tell you why I can't find you.
Oh, is that time?
Almost.
It's almost the time.
All right. We need a little bit of balance on between the sharks
and the
people
Captain
fishing.
Yeah.
And no, I'm doing just fine. I'm balanced out here.
Okay.
Your turn to end the show.
All right. Let's end the show. Gracious Heavenly Father, we thank you for this time to fellowship with one another, hopefully put out some good information for others to follow along. And Father, we always, always love the time that we get to spend together as our brothers in fellowship and those things. Father, we pray for safety over the holidays that are getting ready to come. We pray for comfort for the families. And Father, at this time of the year, we know a lot of the military guys are suffering from PTSD and they have some downtime. So Father, we lift them up to you, that you can give them the comfort they need to soothe their mind. In Jesus' name we pray. Amen.
Amen.
See you on the next God and Fishing. Thank you for listening.
You ain't
bye-bye.
Working anymore.
Could be.
There's your hoe out in the sun.